The U.S. Food and Drug Administration advised last month that until it's tested, blood donation should be rejected from areas affected by the Zika virus. And this puts places like Puerto Rico in a real pinch. As Abe Eberia with Health News Florida reports, Orlando-based One Blood is among several blood bank networks helping out.
The story of stateside blood banks helping out the island of Puerto Rico starts with people. People like Swain Paget, who didn't even know he was helping out the U.S. territory. Today, he lays back in a recliner at a blood donation center in Leesburg, northeast of Orlando. He sits with a blanket on his lap and the TV on. A tube runs from his arm to a plasmapheresis machine, which spins and separates his platelets from his red blood cells. Paget can donate his platelets every 2 weeks. He's donated more than 16 gallons of his A-positive blood.
And today, I guess, was just a typical donation day for me until Miss Ellen came in and explained that, unfortunately, because of the Zika virus, that we are going to be sending some of my platelets to Puerto Rico, which I'm thrilled to hear. I'm happy to help.
The bag of Paget's yellow platelets gets a special tracking tag. It reads, product to be shipped to assist Puerto Rico Central Medical. These living, breathing platelets must travel more than 1,100 miles by land and air to reach a patient in Puerto Rico. But first, why? Keeping the blood supply safe is one tactic in the toolbox to fight Zika virus. Developing a Zika vaccine, attacking the mosquitoes that spread the virus, either by going after the standing water where they breed or introducing genetically modified mosquitoes to reduce the population, it's all being done to keep pregnant women from getting the virus that's been linked to severe birth defects and other conditions.
Now, we don't know for certain whether local transmission will arrive in the continental United States, but we are preparing for it.
That's U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy.
And you're right that the data is continuing to emerge on Zika. We are learning new things each and every day. And to me, what that means is that we have to work hard to ensure that we are communicating on a regular basis with the public to make sure that the public knows what we know.
One new thing to know, the FDA recently approved an investigational test for the Zika virus for the blood supply. That means Puerto Rico can start collecting blood again, but it doesn't mean Puerto Rico is completely in the clear. One day after Swain Paget donated his platelets, they're waiting to be processed at the One Blood Center in Orlando. They're in a room temperature cabinet that rocks back and forth to keep them from clotting. It kind of sounds like a washing machine. Platelets are critical to letting your blood clot and are often given to cancer patients who have too few of them to clot because of the cancer or the treatment. Alicia Pritchard is in charge of getting these platelets to Puerto Rico.
You know, we're eager to help because if we happen to be in the same situation, we want people to help us.
One Blood was sending 500 to 800 units of blood products every week to Puerto Rico, about 1% of their supply. Shipments have slowed from every day to twice a week.
Next few weeks, I feel like Puerto Rico will become at least 50 to 60% self-supporting. You know, our assistance will continue, but in a very decreased manner.
So back to Swain Paget and his donated platelets. After we spoke, they were put in a package and driven to the airport, put on a plane, and given to a cancer patient and a trauma patient in Puerto Rico.
I would just want them to know that I'm happy to help them and that that I look forward to being there for them in the future if they needed me.
And he hopes they recover. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Eberia in Orlando.